The U.S. State Department says President Assad's announcement today was not enough. Syria must pull all its forces out of Lebanon. In recent weeks, the Bush administration has sharpened its anti-Syrian rhetoric. And by the end of this week, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and other countries joined the campaign to get Syrian troops out of Lebanon. NPR's Michelle Kellerman looks at the diplomacy that led up to today's announcement.
The Bush administration clearly felt emboldened this week as countries around the world turned up the heat on Syria. In an interview with the NewsHour with Jim Lehrer on PBS, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice made clear that the U.S. wants nothing less than a full withdrawal of Syrian troops and intelligence services out of Lebanon.
It is going to be very difficult for the Lebanese people to exercise their franchise freely in the upcoming elections with Syrian personnel still there. And so the Syrians need to withdraw their troops, they need to withdraw their security personnel, and they simply need to realize that they don't have any support in the international system any longer to maintain their presence there.
The spark for change, she said, came with the assassination of former Lebanese Prime Minister Rafik Hariri, but she also suggested that the changes in the Middle East are in response, in part, to the president's words on democracy in the region. Edward Djerrigian, a former ambassador to Syria, points to yet another factor. The U.S. and France, who were sharply at odds over Iraq, co-sponsored last year's U.N. Security Council resolution demanding that Syria pull out of Lebanon.
The Syrians succeeded, to their own detriment, to bring Jacques Chirac and George W. Bush together on this issue of Lebanon. The catalyst for that, of course, was the very heavy hand they played in terms of requiring a constitutional amendment to prolong the sitting Lebanese president's mandate for 3 years.
Syria sees the Lebanese president as an ally. Djerrigian, now the director of the Baker Institute at Rice University, says Syria's president, Bashar al-Assad, can only get out of this international quagmire if he acts quickly to address international concerns.
We did this with his father, President Hafez al-Assad, in the early 90s. When I was ambassador to Damascus, we were able to engage in a very muscular and robust diplomacy that achieved quite a few results, including Syria joining us on Desert Storm, Syria deciding to go into face-to-face direct negotiations with Israel.
This time around, much will depend on whether the Bush administration can maintain the current level of international pressure. Theodore Khatouf, who was U.S. ambassador to Syria from 2001 to 2003, has his doubts.
If the United States keeps the focus on Syria and the withdrawal from Lebanon, very clear, attainable, specific goal, I think we will keep this coalition together. If, however, the perception, I think, begins to take root that this is all about destabilizing Syria and throwing the dice, then I think the coalition quickly begins to fracture.
He says the U.S. list of complaints about Syria is long, and the Bush administration has not been adept at setting priorities. Washington has repeatedly called on Syria to do more to stop the flow of arms and insurgents across the border with Iraq and to shut down offices linked to groups on the State Department's terrorism list. Ambassador Khatouf says for their part, the Syrians felt they had a get-out-of-jail-free card because they were cooperating with the U.S. on tracking down al-Qaeda suspects. They never understood, he said, how U.S. policy on the Middle East changed after September 11th.
The Syrian leadership did not get it after September 11th. I can attest to that because I had to deal with them. And I told them, you were protected all through the 90s. You were protected by the fact that you were in peace talks with Israel. And the Clinton administration put a lot of stock in that. And they, you know, people were willing to overlook a lot of things that they're not going to overlook now that you don't have a peace process. They were not ready for that message.
Now the message is coming from many more countries, and Khatouf sees momentum building as long as the U.S. doesn't overplay its hand and demand too much. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.